Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Da-da-da.
Da-da-da.
Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
68 degrees right now. It's still freaking hot.
Yeah.
91 degrees. High. Shut up. It's not in the 70s of a high, all week. High over 80.
Yeah.
90 the next two. We may be diddling 90 again on Saturday.
Ooh, that's some sticky diddling.
Shut up, man. I know you hate this.
I like it. Hey, you want to admit.
Am I wrong, Kimmy?
That he hates it?
He hates this.
I like heat. I don't like snow, and I don't like being freezing.
Okay, you like this?
I will take...
I hope you die.
I will take... It's coming soon. Relax. I will take this over, 7 feet of snow and dreary 7 months.
You're out of your mind, and we're not going to have an hour-long argument about this. I just want you to know you're stupid and you're wrong. You're stupid. And
they're already starting to show commercials. Coming this winter. I don't want to see a winter yet on my TV.
Depressing.
I can't wait.
I'm not ready.
I cannot wait.
Plows and snow blowing.
Ugh. Get me out of all of this crap. It sucks so hard.
Stop.
You can't do anything outside. It sucks.
I have a few more weeks.
It's been 90 all summer.
It's been hot. But it's dry hot.
No, it's not, actually. It's been a pretty humid hot.
Thick out there.
All right. There was somebody celebrating something massive over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Allow me to introduce you to a man named Andrew Campbell. Andrew Campbell and his very large family.
Andy Soups. What's Soups doing this weekend?
Celebrated his 105th birthday.
Wait, 105?
105.
Then that is butt long for a man.
Butt long.
That is butt long for a man.
That's like 80s mom butt long. Yes. You know, remember how long those butts were?
Damn, bro.
Long ass butt.
Stretch ass butt.
So, Andy.
Soupsy.
It reads like the most 105-year-old man description of his life ever. You ready for this?
Yep.
This, according to News 8, born in Glasgow, Scotland, Andrew immigrated to the United States with his two brothers, eventually settling in Hornell. Grew up during the Great Depression, went to work at a young age after his father died. He later served in the U.S. Army during World War II before pursuing higher education at the University of Buffalo and RIT. Met his wife in Rochester where the couple built a life together and they raised their family. Doesn't say anything about him building his own house while going to night school to get his law degree.
But you know he did. He did all that.
So I got to say, man, if you're looking at the video and the picture, right? So he's sitting in his wheelchair. He's got a trucker hat on. He's smiling. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 family members look like kids
and
grandkids and great-grandkids.
Oh, yeah.
And, this is, I think, what everyone pictures.
Well, that's the American dream.
Yes, exactly.
You came from another country, and you made this life.
100%. You were successful.
He even built that wheelchair. Knew and he's going to need it.
While going to law school at night.
In his 70s.
No, but I mean, you say all the time, people have this image, Tommy, of like as they get older and they're dying, that they're like surrounded by their family.
Yes.
And you say that's complete BS. But like this guy nailed it.
He nailed it.
Not that he's dying.
No, but he checked all the boxes.
Yes. Like it gives me like a warm, fuzzy feeling inside to look at this picture.
Yeah.
But I do have a question.
Go ahead.
Because now I don't know if this is like a place they rented out, if this is like an assisted living facility he lives in.
Yeah.
He is in a wheelchair, it looks like.
Yeah.
But if you go to this party.
Yeah.
You can't show up empty hand.
No.
What do you get a 105-year-old man
great
for
question.
His birthday?
Well, are there like snacks that he likes? Every old person loves like they have like their go-to snack.
There's no way he tastes anything.
Well, but he still likes to eat it though. Like a favorite candy or I don't know.
I can't imagine what a 105-year-old could eat that's like not from the facility that wouldn't like hurt him. You know what I'm saying?
I would if he could even taste.
That what I'm saying, yeah, his tongue does not.
So, I would say you get him a little shot of some. Like if he drinks, he's a Scotsman, right?
That's what he says. Yeah.
Oh, get him get a nice little glass of scotch. You know, one of those little airport bottles, something like that.
You can't tell me he's allowed to drink.
Why not?
I don't know.
What's the point?
Well,
he's 105. If he wants to do an 8-ball, who gives a crap? It isn't like he's going to see 110.
How do you know?
I
he
know.
May.
I know.
Even if he hits 110, his eyes will be shot, so you still won't see it. No. I would say at 105, you could give him whatever. If he wants a hooker and blow, that's what he should get.
Okay. I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Hooker and blow?
What I'm asking you, your dad lived in an assisted living, both your parents, in a facility when they were getting older. To folks that have parents, relatives in facilities like this, are they allowed to have alcohol in the facilities?
Depends on their medication.
Yeah.
But like... They even told, because you know, my dad was sneaking in a lot of booze, and they even said, like, you know, if he wants a shot every night, he can have it even with his medication. That's fine. What your father wants to do is drink himself blind every night, and they won't let you do that because they're responsible.
Because they're a bunch of lame-os.
Yes. But he was drinking Robitussin and all kind of crap. So I guess they're all different, but like most of those people could have a drink. If they wanted to.
Okay, I feel like you're just making this up because you want to give alcohol to senior citizens for some reason.
Because I'm a senior citizen and I don't want my alcohol.
Weirdest charity of all time. Whiskey for old guys.
Whiskey for my pa.
We'll work
beer
on that.
For my ma.
We'll work on that charity name as the show goes on.
No, but I would think, like, who cares, man?
Well, I'm trying to think, like, at 105... Like, are there, like, hobbies that you have?
Yeah.
Breathing.
Like, things you collect, maybe? You could get them?
Bunions?
Is it? Like, you know, my aunt went to 101.
Okay.
And she was, you could still talk to her. Like, she was lucid.
Sure.
But same thing, wheelchair, diaper, the whole nine yards. So when I went, she was staying with my cousin in New York. Mm-hmm. When I go up to her apartment, there was a wicker basket on the dining room table where we're going to have dinner.
Okay.
And it was full, and I mean full, of pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
For the both of them. Because my cousin is in her 70s watching her mom and her, like, their whole life was pharmaceuticals and what are we eating for dinner? Like, that's it. There was no hobbies, nothing. And so, like, her big treat every day at 4:00, she'd have a glass of sherry.
Ah.
And she'd belt, and by the way, she would belt that thing down like nobody's business.
Well, yeah, because like going back to the whole like get him a shot of scotch, what does a shot do for you?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. I don't know what it does for you at that age.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you're going to do it, and when you ask, like, why would you not do that for that guy?
Yeah.
All right. Again, 252 WCMF. We're talking about this man. His name is Andrew Campbell. He is 105 years old, turned 105 years old over the weekend here. In Rochester. He is from Hornell, born in Scotland, immigrated here with his brothers, grew up during the Depression, lost his father young, had to go to work, served in the Army during World War II, went and got a higher education at UB and RIT, met his wife in Rochester where they built a life together, raised a family, and this entire massive family is standing with him in this photo on News 8, and it is very beautiful and touching. You go, why would you not sneak it in for him? I, selfishly, as a relative of this man, don't want him to get thrown out of the facility
because
I don't have what it takes to care for a 105-year-old
man. Yeah, you do.
Man.
It's called the backyard, man.
No, he's
105. Just let him hang out.
In the backyard.
Wherever. He's old. He's going to die, man.
Just let him
have. He could have a solid. He could have five more years to go. We
does he
know.
Even want a solid? He doesn't have a solid stool. You want to give him a solid 5 years of what?
To Kimmy's point, if we
this.
If we did a story, by the way, you just look like you, man.
Yeah, and you're dying to put me outside right now.
Yeah, I would love go outside.
And I have loose stool.
Go outside.
I like the cruelest joke in the world is we're going to be talking about you at 105.
God, I hope not.
Like, you're like, put him outside.
Call it in your
you
lousy show.
Anyways, but you're the one that's going to make it to 105 and require all the attention in the world.
It's Tommy from Pittsburgh. You guys suck.
First off, if Kimmy and I are still on the air when you're 105 7 years from now, I'm confident you won't call the show because you can't even work your phone now.
I'll drive by your house.
You're going to drive by my, and what, at
my
105?
Scooter. My scooter.
You can't drive right now. No, like, all right, here's the other thing that's bothering me a little bit. And I say bothering from a personal standpoint.
Yeah.
I can see in the background of the photo with his family on News 8 that there's a table set up and there's birthday party cone hats on the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why? And this, you see this in every news story across America. Right, turned 100 years old. All right, you know, Nebraska, whatever.
Yeah.
They always put a party hat on the 100-something-year-old person, and they're never smiling.
No.
Why do you do that?
It's cruel.
They don't want it.
No.
It's like putting a hoodie on a dog. Like, yeah, it's cute to you, but the dog obviously hates it.
Yes.
Second.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at Andrew here, and for 105 years old, he looks phenomenal.
Okay.
I mean, he's in a wheelchair, but so he's wearing a collared button-up shirt,
all right,
tucked into blue khakis, belt, and like a foam trucker cap, right? If I'm 105,
yeah,
just cut a hole in his sheet and throw it over my body. Because, like, I can't imagine at 105 getting dressed in the morning is an easy thing.
Well, they have to dress you.
Or, and even if you can dress yourself, you know, there's aches, there's pains. Me bending over to tie my shoes now, I'm 39. It's not the most fun experience in the world. Like, I think once you've hit 80 or you live in one of these facilities, you should be allowed to just wear a sheet everywhere
you go. Yeah, but I think, like, our generation, we're going to be wearing freaking sweatpants when we're 80. Like, that's like the last of that generation that really, like, dressed themselves every time they got up in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, your generation.
Like, we're going to be slobs.
No, you'll actually be wearing, like, a zip-up body bag. It'll just have a hoodie on the top, and they won't tell you that. So when you go, it is zip. All
I'm
done.
Fine with that, man.
We're wearing hoodie onesies.
I'm 100% fine with that. Like, when I had to have my hernia surgery, I had to stay overnight in the hospital. Like, getting to wear that hospital gown is, like, the greatest thing.
The open-ass one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get a nice breeze out the back.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't have
to
be
wearing Snuggies.
I'm fine with all of that. I'm curious, like, if this guy wants to dress like that, which I guess if he does, God bless him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Thank you. Easiest thing possible. Throw it on.
Yeah.
Because, like, even gym shorts are hard at that age.
Well, anything like that. Anything you've got to pull up is going to be tough.
That's what I'm saying. Over the top, not under from the bottom. Mm-hmm. By the way, I will say this. Really good-looking family.
Oh.
It is rare, as I'm looking at the...
across the board, huh?
I guess they would be the Campbell family, and that's his last name. Yeah. Guys, gals, good-looking kids. Like it's rare you see a picture where everybody in the picture is like, wow, those are all attractive.
Yeah, there's always one fugly.
Yeah. So, like, really good Scottish genes from Mr. Campbell here. And his wife.
Then the wife is obviously gone. She's not in the picture.
So they didn't say that in the story, and I wasn't going to address it.
Jesus.
Why do you always...
Well, you just mentioned, like, you're the one bringing up the entire family.
Well, yes. I have not mentioned the wife at all up to this point. Was it not implied by both the story and the lack of wife information, and he's 105?
I'm sure the old lady's gone.
Don't you think the story...
Which is amazing, he outlived his wife.
Well, she could have been younger, maybe.
Something could have happened tragic. Yeah. Who knows? See, this is why you don't bring it up. I love how you make this hand.
What
like,
do you think?
People don't tragically die.
Most people don't tragically die. They just die of natural causes.
That's not true.
Yes. You think more people die tragically than die of natural causes?
You and I have a different definition of tragic. Yeah. I would argue cancer is tragic.
No.
I would
that's natural causes.
MS. No. Cancer is not natural causes.
Yeah. Happens naturally inside your system and you die.
Yeah, no, naturally you get
hit. What's a heart attack?
You get hit. That is not natural causes.
Sorry, so what is natural causes?
Natural causes is your body just gives. That is define natural. Can you Google definition of natural
causes? I think anything like sickness is natural causes.
If you die at 45 years old of a heart attack, you died of natural causes?
Yeah, you're gross.
No, because it's not natural.
Your heart stopped.
Because of what?
Because of your face.
Except, yeah, why? Your face.
Yo, face causes natural causes.
You can't even answer my, because you know. You know!
Okay.
Natural causes, cancer.
Death from natural causes refers to a death that occurs due to internal factors such as age-related illnesses,
cancer,
or disease processes.
Disease process, cancer.
Rather than external factors such as accidents, homicides, or suicides.
Bullet. Okay, fine. I don't look at cancer and heart attack as natural
causes. Well, apparently medicine does.
It says age-related conditions are, and then it says in parentheses, heart disease, stroke, cancer.
Like, if I have a heart attack right now,
yeah,
that's a natural cause.
No, look, we naturally want
you
to die.
But it's natural causes.
If you die of a heart, if you die of cancer at 30, that's not natural.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well, good for him.
And again,
and now he,
we're not having this awful conversation because you found the one detail in the story that was obviously omitted because it's a great story.
And by the
story.
Way, why can't they talk about his wife passing?
Because it's a nice story with his family. He's 105. Why would you bring that up?
He's a bachelor, obviously. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Swinging single?
Well, no, I mean, like,
105.
Let's say that, you know, the family shows up. He's 105, yeah. And he introduces everybody to his, and he's, you know, he's a player.
Yeah.
So he introduces everyone to his 91-year-old girlfriend.
By the way, that's not out of the question in the nursing home.
Understood.
It happens.
Out of the, like, 20 people I'm looking at, yeah. What percentage of that family would have a problem with that?
50%.
You think it would be that much?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Okay. Because, like, people do get weird about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think people get weird about old people in general being sexually active.
I doubt they would be sexually active.
Or interested in the opposite sex at that age. I think
companionship.
You all get very uncomfortable when I talk about sex.
Oh, no, for you
no,
specifically.
No, when you like talk about your mother and things that your mother and father did.
Who?
Your mother.
My mother.
Your mother's
that's
vagina. That's why we get uncomfortable.
Your mother's bare boobies.
Like, this is making me uncomfortable. Prime example.
Your mother's clipper.
What about her wheels?
What about her stems?
We have a dynamite. Tommy's not going to make it
death.
To the end of the show, let alone 105.
Give his mother.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Football's back, baby!
Yes!
Not only is the NFL full slate of games... Shut up, man. I was excited.
Come on.
I watched preseason football
I couldn't get enough. I was like locked in,
I really was locked in.
paper, writing it down.
Well, pad and,
stats.
What were you writing
doing
it on?
Doing all my stats.
What were you writing it on?
Pad and paper.
I even watched Quinn Ewers and the Miami Dolphins in the fourth quarter yesterday. Wow. But pretty soon the games will be real.
Yeah.
And there is an opportunity in the city of Rochester for you to go and hang around like-minded Bills fans.
Fantastic.
Which will be great.
Yeah.
Unless you are this type of fan.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So your Buffalo Bills dropped the first preseason game Saturday in Orchard Park. The first loss they have had in Orchard Park since last year's preseason.
Oh.
Remember, they won every home game last year. But the preseason doesn't matter. Nothing you saw in that game you take away from it. The only thing that matters is that we got out without injuries, which we did.
Okay.
So everything is good.
Mm.
But Tommy, it won't be long before the games matter.
Oh, it's real, buddy.
And when that happens,
mm-hmm.
there is an opportunity for you to enjoy it with a big-ass party.
Where's this at?
The city of Rochester announced yesterday their Bills Block Party is coming back to Easton Alexander in October.
This is like an outdoor event?
Next month. Yeah. I screwed it up. Yes. Are you familiar with this?
They did it last year?
They did.
Yeah. Towards the end of the season, I think.
It was in October last year.
Was it? Yep. Oh, why did I think it was later on?
I don't know. So,
but you think you'd want to do it when the weather's nice.
Well, I mean, October, fall.
Yeah.
So this year it will be September 14th, the 1 o'clock kickoff against the New York Jets. They will be blocking off traffic of Easton Alexander to Lawrence Street, putting up a big-ass screen. Neighboring bars and restaurants will be serving food and drinks along with watching
the game.
What
a party.
They will also have merchandise and music while the game is going on. Now, it says $1 from every ticket sold will benefit the Pirate Toy Fund.
Okay.
Which is nice.
So you're giving back to the community.
Pre-sale tickets are $5. Or you could pay $12 at the door. Now, let me ask a question before we get into this whole
thing. Yeah.
All right. It's a great thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Great party, fun, right? Kimmy, why am I going to pay $12 at the door to watch a game on a big screen that's free at my house?
I don't know. Does it come with anything?
Doesn't say. I don't think so.
No, because you're going to have to buy your food and your booze.
Yeah, it's all open. I don't think I get anything.
I mean, I get like the pre-sale $5 tickets kind of so you can, you know, how many people are going to show
up. Sure, yeah, I get that. But, $12 to watch a free
game. Well, tickets ahead of time.
You just want to be around a party.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about that.
I'd be pretty girls there, man.
There are always pretty girls.
Well, you can go downtown and get yourself a pretty gal.
Go downtown, get yourself a pretty girl. Kimmy, last year they did this and they had a monster crowd.
Yeah.
Oh.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you a watch-a-game-with-strangers type of Bills fan? Or are you a watch-a-game-alone type of Bills fan? Because that matters, and you need to think about this before you commit to something like this event they're doing.
Don't jump into the group setting if that's not your norm.
Yeah.
You're probably going to hate it.
Because like going to the game is one thing.
Yeah.
Everybody in that stadium is hyper-focused on the field.
Different experience.
Exactly. Something like this is very different.
Well, there's a lot of distractions going on.
And you're also at the mercy of the people around you,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you will have to hear their personal analysis of the game.
Yes.
Their conversations that could have nothing to do with football.
Mm-hmm.
Something as simple as them wanting to speak to you while the action is happening. And personally, I can't handle that.
Well, when you watch the game, you turn into a zombie.
Again, I believe most people watch the game more like I do mm-hmm. than you, who barely watches the game at all.
No, you do it when you're out.
You just
zone out. You turn into Lighthouse Boy.
Again, I believe that is most Bills fans.
Really? Because when I see them pan the crowd, they're cheering. I don't see this guy.
Well, I'm also
pan the crowd at the game?
I'm cheering at the game, obviously. I'm cheering at Bill Gray's. We go to Bill Gray's. Like, the one exception to my watch the game alone rule is the Bill Gray's and Chi-Lai, because, Kimmy, you can back me up on this. For whatever reason, everybody in that bar knows the deal.
Yeah,
everybody is watching the game. Everybody's cheering.
Well,
that's what I was going to say.
It's weird. I heard everyone
watching. Those are super fans.
They're all super fans. They're all Lighthouse people is what they are.
But there's loud broads in those events.
Only when your mom showed up. Give it to me. Who wants some? Who wants some?
She was talking about the delicious hamburgers.
Yeah, hamburgers and dude's pants.
I feel like even if you're...
Because those would be hot dogs.
Whatever, you said hamburgers.
I feel like even if you're a somebody who enjoys watching the game alone as opposed to a crowd, like as long as you're with your normal people that you watch the game with.
You're, like,
so let's say you watch it at home, but you watch it with like the same four or five people all the time. Like, you can go out together as a group and be fine watching it in a crowd It's if you're gonna go like by yourself or like with one other person where you may not enjoy it so much.
Yeah, because this is a block party.
Yeah,
and they're kind of selling it, so it means like there'll probably be like some music going on and other things.
Oh, it says
happening.
Live music. Yeah, they're not gonna do the live music while the game is happening, right?
Oh, I think they do it in between.
Okay, because that would bother me too. Okay, so you bring up your. Does everybody have a Bills circle?
Yeah. I think so.
Of like your core group of people?
Yeah. Even if it's not always the same people, you know the people that you're cool with watching it with.
All right. Who's your circle? How many people can we go?
I think we got a solid five people.
Five people?
That will come and go. But either way, it's always the same couple people that we watch the game with.
Okay. I got my brother. I got my buddy Jimmy. I got my sister Megan and her family. Sometimes my wife, Kimmy and her husband. And
okay.
I think that's it.
All right.
And again, like my wife, it depends on the severity of the game.
The severity.
Well, like what? How much?
The
weight?
Consequences.
Yes. How much weight that game holds?
Okay. Pivotal games. The crowd shrinks.
Yeah.
Your circle shrinks.
Well, no. Like everybody but my wife, I can do pivotal games with too. Everybody I just mentioned, because like you remember last year, I was fortunate enough to go to the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. Boston brought me out there and everything. And not gonna lie to you, like that was a great experience.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. But
you're on your own.
One of the best benefits was I was not going to have to watch the AFC Championship game with my wife.
Okay.
I remember the...
You'd go all the way to Kansas City to escape it.
Kimmy, the 13-second game.
Yeah.
It was just my wife and I watching the game in our house. We're watching the game. And they scored, and Gabe scored that touchdown, the last one they scored. And she's like, oh my God, they won. And I was like, no. I had to explain Bill's history to her. While the Chiefs were
nobody's
going down,
right
game winning field goal, and I remember at the end,
I
love her. She doesn't know at the time; she didn't know, but I remember secretly resenting her for weeks.
Sure,
having to do that.
That would suck for you.
Yeah, but like, shut up! Shut up! Suck for you. You don't know what.
You don't get it.
You
man.
Don't get it. Like you try and like be this chameleon that like think, yeah, I'm a Bills fan. Check me out. It's not cool anymore. This take now.
Like I'm dying to know because you know when we go to Bill Gray's, we're there individually.
Yeah.
What do you wear when you go to Bill Gray's? Do you wear any Bill stuff at all?
I don't know. I don't have.
Yeah, I'm above that. I'm above everybody.
Must just look lost. This man had no idea this game was.
Well,
going on
that's
today.
What they put in front of the CMF table. Lost boy.
Because I heard from a distance.
Yes.
He sucks at comedy.
Man, that joke doesn't die.
252 WCMF yesterday, or this weekend, excuse me, the city of Rochester announced they're bringing back their Easton Alexander Bills block party. They're going to close down Easton Alexander, surrounding roads, and charge you to watch the game on a big screen. The bars will have food and all that stuff open. They're going to have music. Also, the 4 o'clock games will be on the big screen, too, so you can stay there. We were asking, you know, why you're charging all this stuff. Courtney writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. The $12 is cheap. It's probably to keep the riffraff out. What riffraff can't afford
$12?
$12. Are we worried about homeless people? Because, like, if there's a big screen, they could probably see it from right where they're...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's outside.
All right. Carrie Ann writes, as we're talking about your Bills circle.
Yeah.
My family leaves the house when the game is on. My father-in-law is the only person who can watch the game with me and not tick me off, vice versa.
Wait, this is a female?
Yes, Carrie Ann. Yeah.
Why are you?
Is that like deep a Bills fan? Like everybody has to leave the house?
Why is that surprising?
I know. Your wife kicks you out most of the time.
Your wife dragged you to a game where you bitched and moaned.
Oh my God, it was the worst. The language.
Watch out. Why is it still so hard for you to wrap your head around that there are maybe millions of female diehard Bills fans in the Western New York area?
It doesn't seem very feminine. I understand to enjoy the game, but when you start acting like the guys.
Are you sitting with your legs crossed like that, moving your hand like that?
Yes.
Just saying it's not very feminine.
Feminine, yes.
It's not very feminine.
It's not.
Not.
Yeah. Whoosh. It's not at all.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah, because, you know, when I go out to watch a game, it's all dudes, Pat.
No,
just
I understand.
Just to see dudes.
But you could enjoy the game and still act like a lady.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to have a greasy chicken wing sauce all over your hands.
Yeah, who wants to have fun and eat food during the game? Not me.
The NFL itself says 50% of its fan base is female.
Ooh, rough women.
Okay.
Okay.
You having a little Mitch McConnell moment over there?
No, I'm trying to say something without being mean.
Oh.
Like so mean.
Oh, don't be mean.
No, just, you're ugly and stupid, and I hope you die. Going back to this East Ave party.
Yeah.
Right? I guess my biggest fear would be, because like there could be diehard Bills fans who are going to have analysis that you don't agree with and you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
Right? Diehard Bills fans, I don't want to talk to you about what's happening and you don't want to talk to them. The biggest fear when you go to an event like this for me is you are going to get the casual Bills fans that are just there for like a unique good time.
Well, you hey get guys, it's this basically is
fun,
a, right?
Yeah, hey guys, have fun. Like the Mooses of the world down on PXY who are like, yeah, no, let's go. So like, hey man, like, you know, so you're on a pilot. Like, do you like it? Like literally Josh is driving down the field down 4 points with like 4 minutes left.
So it's basically what you experience at a Super Bowl party at somebody's house.
Yeah, you nailed that, man.
Because you get everybody, the wives, the kids, everybody's hanging out, and not everybody's that into the game.
You nailed that. Yeah. But I do think even with the wives and the kids, like there's an ability to train your family to watch the game.
Train them like they're circus animals? Cha, cha, get on the couch now.
My dad did it for us when I was a kid.
Yeah, let's use your dad as an example of how to raise a family.
Didn't say it was good. Just said it happens. My sister.
But he'd be perfect at the circus because he's got the jackets.
My sister has done it for her family, and my brother is doing it for his family.
Training.
My kids got out of control. Yeah. I
but that's the way
reason.
It should be.
It should be like that, man. Just live free.
Yes.
Except you ladies. You have to whack feminine when the football game is on. Be free, but stay within your box of femininity. Yes. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. The breeze in the studio from all of Tommy's hand gestures.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There was a time. Thank you. Where cheating was pretty plain and simple.
Yeah, cut and dry.
If you were in a relationship with someone, and you put your mouth on any part of their body, short of their cheek, that's cheating. But as times change, so do standards.
Yeah.
Now, there are levels of cheating that have women ready to leave men who don't even see what they're doing as being unfaithful.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, a headline to an article we have in front of us. Are you ready?
Yep.
A new breed of cheating is on the rise.
Breed of cheating.
And women are fighting back. What could that be?
Yeah.
Well, it's an article about OnlyFans.
Oh.
It's about OnlyFans.
Oh, looking at porn, basically.
Well, no.
Well,
no.
It's a little different. You kind of, you know, you have a little bit more of an interaction with that person.
If you want.
All right. So, well, I mean, that's kind of how it goes, though.
Okay.
That's why you would do it. So, the story talks to a woman who found out that her boyfriend was subscribed to a porn star on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And she felt so betrayed by this that she kicked him out of the house.
Bam.
She saw that as cheating. All right. So, I know where you fall on this. So, just take a time out for a second.
I'm in time out.
Okay. Kimmy.
Yeah.
does this woman have a point?
Well, I mean, so he subscribes to this porn star, but we don't know if he's had any interaction.
We do not. Okay. But he specifically chose her.
I mean, I guess
pays her to see her content.
Yeah, I don't. For me, it's the same as, I guess, paying for any pornography.
Which is how we used to do it.
Right. But we don't anymore.
True. Right. All free.
I mean, like, do I think you could be spending your money in other and better ways? Yes. But I wouldn't consider that cheating so much. What would bother me more, I guess, is if they think that they're actually interacting with this person.
Okay.
They're trying to form a relationship with this person.
Tommy, do you see subscribing to a porn star's OnlyFans as cheating?
No.
No.
Not even close.
No.
I mean, you're just rubbing one out to an image is basically what you're doing.
Okay, but you could rub one out to that image without subscribing to her.
Right, but it doesn't advance anything.
Right.
I'm still in
right.
the house with you, and I'm not with this woman.
Okay, so the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like you, Tommy, there are a lot of men right now listening, scratching their heads.
Beating ain't cheating.
Kimmy, this man didn't do anything physical.
No.
He didn't have a personal relationship as far as you know with this woman, yet he no longer has a girlfriend because how she felt about this situation. And both of you would then argue this is an overreaction on her part?
Super overreaction.
Kimmy, would you agree?
A little bit.
Okay. I mean, this is pretty prudish.
I mean, this seems like something you could get past in most relationships.
Yeah, to throw the guy out of the house is ridiculous.
Okay. Well, boys, I got some bad news.
What's up?
6 in 10 women see subscribing to an OnlyFans account as cheating.
Mm.
Let me say that again.
Yeah.
The majority of women in America see you paying to look at a woman's OnlyFans as cheating.
But I have a question. Do they also look at a man looking at pornography in general as cheating?
Well, it's interesting.
What are those numbers?
It's interesting you bring that up because I have that right in front of me.
I would
now.
Like to see that stat, please.
Around 1 in 3 married or engaged women see watching any kind of pornography as cheating.
And that's still pretty high. That is amazing today.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's a huge number.
So just basically, you looking at any image and playing with yourself is cheating.
Oh, yes. Yes. And it also means that 1 in 3 married or engaged men are watching porn in super secret because we know that 99.999999% of men are watching porn.
Yeah, at some point in their week.
All right. So, Kimmy, again, you see that as an overreaction. You don't see looking at porn as cheating.
No, I don't. I kind of just assume that everybody does it.
Okay. End of sentence.
It's amazing to me because I do know people in relationships where, like, the wife or girlfriend literally does not think that any man, like, she thinks it's abnormal for a man to watch pornography.
Okay.
And I guess I just can't wrap my head around being that oblivious at this point in your life,
all right,
being
so,
an adult.
Look, I agree with you, but I'm not a woman. I don't know what goes on in a woman's mind.
But again, just the simple access to it and how easy it is, and to your point, it's free. I'm like amazed that you think like nobody, your husband or boyfriend has never seen it or never watched it.
All right, so with this information we now have, 6 in 10 women, period, see subscribing to OnlyFans is cheating. 1 in 3 married or engaged women see watching any kind of pornography is cheating. Do you know how your partner feels about this? And I ask this question seriously. Like, do you have to have a sit down and have a discussion about what is okay for you to look at before the relationship gets serious?
Why ask a question where you already know the answer?
Well, because you may not know the answer.
Yeah.
You know the answer.
I think
I'm going to get exactly what I think I'm going to get, so why ask it? Work around it.
For her to ask, you're saying?
No,
for me to approach.
Let's say I'm
thinking about getting engaged to this woman.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on granny porn?
Well, you don't.
Well,
my age is, you tend to go with,
more fine.
Mature kittens and cougars,
that's
something
fine.
Like that.
I wouldn't feel you'd have to describe
but,
why.
Why would you bring that up?
Well,
what do you think she's going to say?
Well, I mean,
you
may be surprised. There are people listening right now who found out after getting engaged or after getting married that their partner had some, kink or fetish that they were into that they were afraid to bring up to them.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying pornography is a kink or fetish. The point I'm making is when we feel like our partner may be surprised, put off, look at us differently, we may not expose that part of ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, you're not listening.
No, I'm listening. No. I'm not exposing.
You're not.
I'm not going to expose something where I'm just going to get my ass handed.
Okay, but the counterpoint to that is if you get caught, now you're in a world of hell. Potentially the relationship is over.
I'll take the risk. That's worth the risk.
Why be with this woman in the first place then?
Because they're all the same.
Man!
They are.
They're not all the same.
Well, listen, man, I've had wives and girlfriends and everything in between, man, and they all seem to have the same opinion about porn.
Really? Because Kimmy is sitting here right now saying porn's not a big deal.
That's because we've ruined this porn.
Oh, my God.
No, this was a sweet child.
I think.
And your program crushed her little dainty soul.
Maybe it's
to
changed.
This horrible radio woman.
Weren't you just talking about your mother's boobs, vagina, and clipper?
No, not my mother. My mother.
Mother.
My mother's vagina. Mother. And her bare boobies.
Look, you sit here, Tommy.
And her clipper.
You sit
your
here.
Mother's clipper. What?
You sit here and you argue, despite the numbers we just told you, that the majority of women see pornography as cheating. I literally just said 1 in 3 married or engaged women see watching porn as cheating, which means that 2/3, 66%, the majority of married or engaged women do not see porn as cheating.
I got you.
Okay.
I never met them 2/3.
Oh, my God.
Them 2/3, I ain't never seen. Because they don't exist.
Hey, I got numbers here. Numbers don't mean crap.
Those bras are like Area 51, man.
Well, here comes.
You'll never see them.
A message from Area 51. Ali, a lady, writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way.
I love porn of my man.
I don't know if she's from Kentucky. She writes, watching porn to me isn't cheating, but the OnlyFans crosses the line. First off, you're paying to see smut. Yet porn is free. From a financial standpoint, if you can't find free videos, they are. Then are they really going to provide a smart and secure future as a man? She sees it financially.
Well, I was just going to say, somebody called and said the same thing. They think their significant other would be more upset at the financial aspect, the financial decision-making, than the actual porn itself. Because to your point, you can just find it for free.
Okay. This lady asked me not to say her name.
So it's all finance.
Well, yeah. I mean,
depends on how much. I mean, you could be those accounts. I mean, you could pay a couple bucks for them, or like you could go down a rabbit hole where you keep paying more and more and more and you kind of become like addicted to it. So I don't know how much this guy could be spending a month on OnlyFans.
Plus, I think the interesting hook of OnlyFans, because you know, we talk about free porn, why would you do it? Why would you do it? Like, I feel like when you feel you have a personal relationship with somebody, it makes it more alluring.
Okay.
And something as simple as paying $5
makes
you
there.
Yeah, you have that personal relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just heard from Ali, right? So she says you're wrong. But then we have a woman on your side. She asked me not to use her name.
Right.
She says, depends on the volume of smut. That's all in caps.
Volume. What's your volume of smut?
And if
is your smut on 10?
And if he knows how badly it hurts your feelings and how unsexy it makes me feel. I know the look, but WTF when you're a perv. I don't know. What?
Okay.
But she doesn't like
it. Well, maybe it. I guess like there are people that have addictions to it that affects their relationship. I don't know. I guess at one point you recognize that.
Okay. I mean, so going even further in this study, because the numbers are insane when you get into like the mind of a woman and what is cheating.
Yeah.
Around 6 in 10 women in this study agreed that you don't need to be physically intimate with another person to be cheating with them.
So just thinking about somebody.
No, they mean something as simple as a conversations about your emotions with like a coworker or a friend of the opposite sex.
Wow, all right.
Or certain topics, using them as a sounding board. The majority of women see that as cheating. Emotional infidelity is the term you hear.
They basically want to lock you down.
Oh, so you'd be fine with your wife having emotional conversations with another man?
Yeah. I mean, she probably does.
She had a
career for 20 years. You don't think she talked to people?
Well, okay,
I mean, that's so naive to think like you're in like North Korea where you're just make this bomb over here and go home.
We're talking about having a conversation that you don't want your significant other to see, or you would hide in your texts and you would hide it for a reason.
I mean, it's human nature.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
I mean, would you be happy about it? Are you going to throw him out of the house?
Are you going to be happy about it?
Were they talking about your mother?
Let's say that your wife started having a conversation about what sexual preferences she had, right? Like what she's into. Now, she's not saying she's into it with this person, but she's having that conversation with a man that you are not familiar with.
A little
flirty. Doesn't bother you? Yeah, most secure man in the world. Check me out. Look at his face. I'm top of your leg.
She's
so
never
handsome.
Leave me. Look at these shoes.
Look at, I go home to her house. I got my platform bowling shoes. I'm cool, guys. Why can't y'all be cool like
me? I mean, what are you gonna do about it?
Check
I mean,
me
if
out.
She if she feels she has to tell somebody. No. Am I supposed to tell her no?
You tell her it makes you uncomfortable.
Why are you dancing now?
Because this is what you look like, man. I'm just cool. I'm just a bro.
You look like the only white guy on Soul Train.
I'm bro. Like, by the way, I have rhythm. We know this.
No, you don't.
I don't know.
You have Irish rhythm, which means you're spastic.
So as we go down the list of the rest of the things that women see as cheating in this story, 3 in 10 women see going to a strip club as cheating. 1 in 5 women. You ready
for
this?
I think I had buddies that got deep into the strip culture.
But there's a difference between losing your business and going to the strip
club. Right.
Yeah.
1 in 5.
Just going there with your buddies.
Okay, that's 3 in 10 women. 20% of women see following an ex on social media as cheating.
Just following.
Yes.
Not interacting,
just following an ex on social
media. Like, they could still be just on your social media. Like, you haven't even, you don't even know they're there.
It's not like
you're
following
interact.
Them after the fact.
No. Well, I mean, you didn't follow them afterwards.
Right. You don't like, you don't comment,
no,
nothing.
But but here's the thing. I mean, once you broke up, you could have unfollowed them.
Yeah.
I guess, but I always
Why didn't
see...
you? Why didn't you, Tommy? Why didn't you? Why didn't you?
I'm getting to it.
Oh, you're getting to it? Why? Yeah. Wait.
I thought she died.
You waiting to see her mother?
Her mother's vagina?
Her mother's boobs and clipper? I can't do it like you guys.
Clipper.
Thank you.
You gotta really stretch that R out.
Clipper.
Your mother's clipper.
You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry, before I was talking about clipper.
I don't know. I don't remember now.
I mean, look, here's the thing. It all comes down to insecurity.
It is.
And how a woman feels when she's in a relationship. And I understand that, right? You can't, like, look at someone and tell them this is how they should feel. The one interesting thing about this article and study.
Yeah.
We don't know how men feel about any of this. Like, there isn't any information about men, which is a little bit weird.
Oh, you're saying, like, how men feel if their significant others were doing the same?
If you found out your wife was watching porn, would you look at that as cheating? If you found out your wife was subscribing to a dude's OnlyFans, would you look at that as cheating? If you found out your wife was having intimate conversations that weren't sexual in nature with someone that wasn't you, but she was keeping it from you, would you find that as cheating? Because it's funny. It's easy for you to sit here back in your chair with only female information and be ping, ping. Ping, ping, pick off.
I wouldn't even care, guys. I wouldn't even care.
You agree to me?
My wife can do what she wants. I'm cool.
But if we had the male information in front of us, it would give us a better gauge. The problem is, even if we had the information, most men would be like,
I would think most men is almost 100% hate thinking about their wives, thinking about any other man but themselves.
So you think men would have a bigger problem?
I think a guy would have a problem with a woman having a conversation with another dude in front of their face, not even anything sexual about it, just a friendly conversation. I think guys would get a little bit uncomfortable with that.
Men are so super territorial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way worse than women.
My face is right here. Why do you need his face?
Yeah.
You got all the face you need.
So I would say men are the worst.
Okay. So then how do you sit here and criticize women?
Well, I can still criticize people. I have the right to my own criticisms.
Men are the worst. Not me, though. You can go do whatever you want, baby girl. It's not North Korea in this house. Except the guy that runs everything is 5'5" and has a giant forehead.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.